A large number of New York students refuse to participate in state tests this year. Advocates estimate the so-called opt-out movement included nearly 200,000 students. Now, as Solveig Wastved reports, their cries may have been heard in Albany.
All those test booklets sat empty for a lot of different reasons. Some opt-outers dislike New York's new teacher evaluation system that ties ratings more closely to student test scores. Others say kids just take too many tests these days. There's a new bill in the legislature that takes on some of those reasons. It would push back the deadline for schools to change teacher evaluation systems, and the bill would make sure that when evaluations use test scores, factors like student poverty and disabilities are also taken into account. Mary McGuire teaches political science at SUNY Cortland. She says that should calm some of the opt-out uproar.
A lot of the energy behind the opt-out movement is coming from teachers, particularly teachers' unions, who think that that evaluation system is unfair.
The bill would also require the state to release test results sooner so schools can use them to guide teaching. Opt-outers have complained about that, too. But McGuire says the bill doesn't get to all of their worries.
And it certainly does absolutely nothing about the number of tests that students take.
The bill has bipartisan sponsors. McGuire says that's a good sign. It'll get some serious consideration. But with just 6 weeks left in the legislative session, it's unclear if opting out made a difference this year. I'm Solveig Wastved for WRVO News.